Welcome to Jukey Storytime. This is the story of Wanda the Whale, who believed she could reach her biggest goal if she kept trying. And she did. Once upon a time, in the deep and mysterious ocean, there was a young blue whale named Wanda. She was a happy and gentle creature, but she had a problem. Unlike the other whales in her pod, her community of fellow whales, that is, Wanda was not very fast or graceful when she moved. Whenever they would go on long swims, Wanda would struggle to keep up, and this made her feel sad and discouraged. Well, one day, Wanda was feeling very, very sad about being such a slow whale. So she swam to a quiet part of the ocean to think about her problem and what she should do about it. As she floated there, she watched the other whales swimming gracefully and effortlessly through the water. She couldn't help but envy them. "Oh, I wish I could swim as well as them. They're so fast and agile and make it look so easy." Wanda let out a big sigh. Just then, Boba, the oldest, biggest, and wisest whale in the sea, swam up to Wanda. At first, Boba had an unapproving look in his eyes because Wanda was resting in his favorite place. Then he noticed that she was staring off into the distance and looking a bit sad.
"Tell me, Wanda, why are you not your happy and playful self?"
Boba asked. Wanda nodded her head in respect to Boba and moved out of his resting spot. She then explained her problem, that she was slow and lumbering compared to the other whales. Boba listened and then gave her his wise advice.
"Wanda, your personal success is not about comparing yourself to others or how fast you swim. It's about how hard you try. Believe in yourself. Never, never give up on yourself, and you will be surprised at what you can achieve."
Wanda was inspired by the wise whale's words and took them to heart. She thanked Boba by gently rolling under and around the big whale and singing a heartfelt whale thank you to him. Boba waved her on with a nod and hoped his pep talk helped Wanda get the spark to help herself. That very day, Wanda started practicing. She practiced every day after that. She was teaching herself how to use the full strength of her massive tail. At first, she was slow, and it was very hard work. But she kept at it. With more and more practice, Wanda started to get faster and stronger. She was amazed at how much she had improved in just a few weeks. Then one day, Wanda's pod received a message from the Whales Council. The council called out to the pod with rumbling sounds that vibrated through the water. "Oh!" Ooh. Wanda knew this was serious. The council needed help finding a new feeding ground, because the old one was no longer providing enough food for the pods in their part of the ocean. The journey to find a new food source was going to be long and challenging, so the council needed the strongest and bravest whales in the pod to help. Wanda was nervous. She questioned whether or not she should volunteer. And then she remembered Boba the Wise Whale's words.
Believe in yourself. Never, never give up on yourself. And you will be surprised at what you can achieve.
Wanda did believe in herself now, so she decided to volunteer to help and give it her best effort. She joined the other three whales who had also volunteered for the journey. They were the dream team, the fastest and strongest whales around. They worried that Wanda would slow them down. So, boy, were they surprised when she didn't. It was tough and exhausting all along the way, but Wanda kept up with them. She believed in herself and became the fastest and strongest whale on the journey. She charged hard through the deep water, flapping her strong tail up and down, pushing her forward to lead the others. Once in a while, she would go up to the surface of the ocean to breathe in air through her blowhole on the top of her head. Then down again, she'd dive and propel herself through the water to search for the new feeding ground. The other whales declared that Wanda was now officially a member of their dream team. Their sounds of joy and admiration traveled through the ocean and out to all the whales in the sea. Along their journey, Wanda helped the other whales when they needed it, and she encouraged them to keep trying. She showed them that with determination and hard work, they could achieve anything they set their minds to. When they finally found the new feeding ground, they celebrated. They celebrated with a feast of delicious krill. Wanda was exhausted, but so proud of herself. Her pod would not go hungry. From that day on, Wanda was known as one of the strongest and fastest whales around. She was an inspiration to the other whales and reminded them that it's not about how fast you are, but about how hard you try. She learned that with persistence and determination, she could overcome any obstacle and achieve her dreams. Years went by, and Wanda became an elder in the pod. This gave her a special place beside Boba the Wisest Whale, and together they would teach all the young whales in their pod to always believe in themselves, to help each other, and to pursue their dreams. That was Wanda's wish for everyone, including you. The end.
Oh, Wanda the whale.
Ooh, whale,
she has a tail,
long tail,
30 feet long. Makes her swim strong.
Swim, swim,
oh,
swim.
Wanda the whale.
Blue whale.
She loves to sail.
Sailing.
Under the sea.
Deep sea.
So effortlessly.
She swims, swims, swim.
Wanda the whale.
Blue whale.
She found a pail.
A pail.
Of old starfish.
Starfish,
who granted her wish?
Swim,
special man.
Keep swimming, Wanda.